And our topic is Find and Live Your Passion. Webster's Dictionary defines passion as extreme, compelling emotion, tense emotional drive or excitement. When work and life are coupled with this compelling emotional excitement, productivity, quality of work, quality of life, and satisfaction all increase. Our guest this month is none other than your host, Yvonne Brown. Let me tell you a little bit about myself for those of you who have not read a bio or are new to the program. I am an internationally known speaker, trainer, coach, and employee performance specialist. I develop programs designed to lift the spirits of people worldwide. I am the founder of JAD Communications, LLC. Our organization helps people improve their lives and organizations to encourage personal achievement and character development to increase revenues and increase the bottom line. I have presented programs for thousands of people in the United States, Canada, and in Europe. Our E to the Fourth Power coaching program helps you to find your personal vision and live a life of passion. I am the author of Self-Creation, 10 Powerful Principles for Changing Your Life, Proven Ways Women Overcome Obstacles and Succeed, and the audio program Communicating and Working Effectively with 5 Generations in the Workplace. As a keynote speaker and trainer on leadership, management, and communication, who has facilitated hundreds of seminars for thousands of people and hundreds of corporations, my personal mission is to enhance personal performance and inspire a life of passion by integrating ethics, integrity, and value in personal leadership and behavior. Welcome, listeners. Let me begin by answering the question, where does passion come from? Well, passion is ignited when your basic needs and driving needs are aligned closely with the activity that you're engaged in. Basic needs are common to everybody and a critical piece of your ability to function successfully in this world. If not met, it causes psychological discomfort, and you find yourself living a lackluster life, often filled with depression, sadness, feelings of lack of control. It includes feelings of belonging, power, freedom, shelter, and, of course, the need to have fun. Many people find it hard to live their passion because they're at the bottom of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. I'm sure lots of you have heard about it in school and might have forgotten about it, but I want to remind you about it right now. Maslow's hierarchy of needs begins with physiological needs, such as food and water. The next step is on the ladder is safety, such as health, security, resources, and morality. The third step as you go up Maslow's hierarchy of needs is love and a sense of belonging, such as friendship and family. The fourth step on Maslow's hierarchy of needs is self-esteem, confidence, core values, ethics, integrity, and these lead to credibility. And then the top of the hierarchy is self-actualization. Without self-esteem and self-actualization, it's difficult to actually get in there and live your passion. So that's why we're talking about it today. In my company, JAD Communications E4 Coaching Practice, I have created an ethics wheel that stands for, it's an acronym we created at JAD Communications, so it's copyrighted. It stands for empowerment, tenacity, honesty, integrity, character, and self-respect. These are items that build on each other. Because once you find your passion, it is imperative that you empower yourself to take the steps necessary to achieve your goals. Remember, sometimes when you find your passion, people try to talk you out of it. You can find your passion, by the way, by paying attention to the kind of activities that brings joy to your heart. Here's one way to find them, and I encourage you to have a pencil handy at all times so that when this happens, you can write it down. When you find that time flies as you immerse yourself in your activity, make note. it's probably one of your passions because you're enjoying it and loving the act of doing it so much that you don't even notice how much time has gone. This, of course, does not include fooling around on the internet. That's the time thief, not to be confused with what your passion is. Once you have that empowerment, it will take tenacity to achieve and live your passions. Yes, it takes time. It takes time to achieve your passionate life. Honesty, though, is a critical component as you strive for your goals because dishonesty drives people away from you and you end up hurting yourself. Integrity builds character. And through these steps and your final achievement of your objectives and your goals, you attain self-respect. And so you continue to find passion, determine what you want to do, be, have in life, and go for it. When you're there, you're now ready to be coached and to achieve your life of passion. And you must be very clear about what you want. I can't tell you how many times people have contacted me saying they want coaching, and then they're not sure about what. They don't know what they want. They don't know where they're going. And in that case, they're not ready for coaching. You have to, before you start your coaching, determine what's your passion. What do you want to do? Think about that right now for 2014. What do you want to accomplish this year? Write it down. You have to start by writing it down because when you write it down, something magical happens and all kinds of forces out of nowhere come together as though they are determined to help you to achieve this goal. You will have mentors and coaches and just the right business connections magically appear out of nowhere. Phone will ring and money will come into your mailbox. Trust me on this. When you write it down and know exactly what direction you're going, what your passion is, and what it is you want to achieve in life, you must be clear about what you want. CLEAR is an acronym that we created at JAD Communications, LLC, also copyrighted, that helps you to focus. So let's discuss what the CLEAR stands for. It stands for Courage, Leadership, Empowered, Attitude and Aptitude, followed by Respect and Reputation. So let's begin with clarity of vision. It's a key component and critical success factor if you want to achieve your dreams and live your life of passion. You see, we often embark on our life's journey simply moving from day to day and without any specific plan or even written goals and objectives. When I worked at Accenture, I once asked a young man there, you know, how he had achieved the level of success he had, and he said, I have no idea. They just moved him around. So he was living someone else's dream, not his own. It's important for you to know what and what your passion is. As you move through the days and the hours in your life, you can find that the years skip merrily along while the days take their toll. See, without a plan, you just accept and react to daily events without the merest idea of how you attracted people and ideas and events, just like that man when I was at Accenture. Wandering around from moment to moment in a reactive mode, you wake up one day and you wonder how your life evolved into the unacceptable reality and existence you disdain and dislike so much. You wonder, how did I get here? In a blink of an eye, another moment passes and you find yourself in another decade of your life wondering, how did that happen? It went by so fast. You're like a ship adrift without a map, without a purpose, without a destination. And you start asking yourself, is there still time? Can I still achieve my dreams? What were my dreams? What are my passions? Were they my dreams or the dreams of someone else? Is it still possible even to reach my destination and live a life of passion? Well, the truth is, we all arrive in this life with a purpose. When we are born with a purpose. And as children, we sometimes sense what that purpose is. and what that passion is. But without guidance and hope, we lose our purpose. And as we assume the responsibilities of survival, we set our true purpose in life aside, and like a rudderless ship, we just drift and drift and drift and drift through the days and life and nights until one day, there you are, getting placed in the ground. But if you do it right, one day you will awaken. Something will awaken in you, and you begin to ask questions like, why am I here? What is my purpose? What's my passion? With a little luck, you set upon your course to reclaim your purpose and to live a life of passion. But like a ship, you need a map. You need goals. You need a personal vision. You need to know what your passion is in order to set your course and sail into the sea of your destiny. This is why you need to be clear about what you want. I'm not saying it's easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it, right? It can only happen when you decide that you're willing to do whatever it takes and move forward with purpose, reason, rational self-interest, and that self-esteem we talked about a few minutes ago. Your vision and your passion and your purpose will need the courage, leadership, empowerment, attitude and aptitude, and finally, respect and reputation. So let me go through them for you. Courage. You must have the courage to make the changes necessary to achieve your dream and live your life of passion. The universe often tests you to see if you really want what you asked for. And as you set upon your quest, you will encounter brick walls in the form of people and experiences that are going to test your mettle and cause you to probe deep inside yourself. Often you find something terrifying, perhaps from your youth, that you had buried deeply because of the pain that it caused you then. It may take years to turn your head and look back upon that thing that made you turn away from your purpose and your passion. But when you do, if you have the courage to face it, set your goals and commit to achieving them, you will find the heroine or the hero within you that you had put aside so long ago. And once you are able to tame the demons and face your own genius and live your own passion, you find that you burst easily through the brick walls. It is then that you realize that they were not brick walls at all. They were like rice paper. And what you once thought of as bricks was only the imprint you yourself put upon it. We all have courage. It only takes the right opportunity, a commitment to our goals, and breakthrough to bring it to the forefront and achievement of our dreams. To deny the truth is to continue to live in fear. The truth is you're aware and not proud of having denied yourself the purpose you brought with you into this world. But there is always still time and opportunity to reaffirm and live that purpose. All it takes is a commitment to determine what you really want and focus like a laser beam on it. With the right mindset, you're able to slay the beast within and claim your true reason for being here in this life. Then you will know peace and happiness as you move forward into your true destiny and live your life of passion. As you grow, your courage will grow, and the person filled with energy that you see in the mirror will daily fill your heart with joy as you greet each day with high expectation, positive energy, and attain high achievement in your life and in your career. One is leadership, self-directed leadership. It is an integral part of the CLEAR model. Often clients are able to lead colleagues, family, friends, and the community, but fall short when it comes to leading themselves. They say things like, I find it easy to help others. I help others make a life change, but when it comes to my own life, I find it really difficult and complicated, so I just abandon it. This is where self-directed leadership comes in. It helps you to take the time and make the commitment to help yourself to achieve your deepest desires, to live your life of passion. Women sometimes find it difficult to focus on themselves, as they're socialized to consider and think of that as being selfish. But as your coach, I help you unblock those learned behaviors and help you to empower yourself to be more successful as you find and live your life of passion. Empowerment is the next step. You have the courage to look at the thing and face it. You have self-directed leadership. Now you have to commit yourself to empower yourself to get it done. Because once you have committed to the process of self-directed leadership and you empower yourself to take action, you will achieve your hidden, deepest desires. Trust in and empower yourself. Listen to your inner voice. In his essay on self-reliance, Emerson talks about, quote, listening to that inner voice and going with it against all voices to the contrary. He said, I don't know when I started to understand that there was something divine about that inner voice. To go with that, which I confess I don't do all the time, is the purest, truest thing we have. And when we forego our own thoughts and opinions, they end up coming back to us from the mouths of others. They come back with an alien majesty. When I have been most effective, I've listened to that inner voice. Emerson was right. This is part of the empowerment process. The process of reinventing yourself, the process of living your life of passion, starts with an internal focus. You already have the ability to achieve your vision. You already have the ability to live your life of passion. All it requires is being aware of your abilities and insights and practicing effective behaviors that express your natural talents. Next thing in the process is attitude and aptitude. Now that you're empowered and you're practicing self-directed leadership to attain your desires, the next step is to ensure you have the attitude and the aptitude. Empirical data demonstrates that both of these skills are critical success factors to achieve your objectives. If you have the right attitude, but you do not possess the aptitude, you will fail. Conversely, if you have the aptitude and the wrong attitude, failure is indeed assured. Thus, it is critical that you have both the attitude and the aptitude in order to achieve the objectives that you set when you created your vision and what you wanted to live your life of passion as. Aptitude can be achieved through measurement of behavior, through leadership style, management style, lifestyle assessments, then taking the necessary steps to bring the required skill to a level of excellence. That's why JAD Communications provides so many different kinds of assessments, because those assessments help to give you focus and help point you in the right direction, show you where you're already doing really well, and show you where you need to work on things a little bit. Attitude, on the other hand, is something only you can change. Without an attitude of commitment to your vision and your life of passion, you cannot succeed. As your coach, I help you to measure and increase both of these traits to ensure that you achieve your vision and live a life of passion. The next is respect and reputation. Your reputation always precedes you, so act with integrity in all that you do. As they say, you can tell a lot about a person by the way they treat people who can do nothing to them or for them. Find out what you're about and be that. Be true to yourself and who you are, and don't lose that. Often it's very difficult to be who you are because it doesn't seem to be what everyone else wants from you. But when you're true to yourself and communicate with integrity, character, and honesty, your reputation will be respected by others, and your own self-respect will increase exponentially as you remain authentic. You may have heard the term, your reputation precedes you. You may also have heard the saying by Ralph Waldo Emerson, who you are speaks so loudly that I can't hear what you're saying. And the other one of, wherever you go, there you are. Your personal story is all that you have. And through your story, you can live forever, through the lives that you touch, and the fact that you lived your life authentically, with purpose, and in prosperity. This prosperity may not be one of financial success, but can be one of integrity that brought joy and richness to your life, to your family, and to everyone whose life you touch in a positive way. Often, we touch others' lives without even realizing it. Often, we change people's lives for better or for worse without being aware of what we have done. Be present, present in your life. Make a promise to yourself that this year is the year you're going to totally focus on being present in every moment. You're going to do a digital detox. You're going to put away those devices. You're going to get offline every once in a while and get out into the real world, interact with real human beings, find your passion and focus on that. When you have passion in your life, you will find that every single day is an absolutely wonderful day because you're living a life of passion with integrity and with ethics. It's very important for you to be present. Many people today don't even realize where their days are going or how their day has gone because all they've done is adapt to what has become, in my opinion, a Pavlovian society. Like Pavlov's dogs, we respond automatically to every ding and every ping and every lighted phone or device that calls out to us. I'm going to ask you, as you look this year to find and live your life of passion, to put them down long enough to be authentically in the moment so that you have the level of awareness when you find that thing that gives you passion, as I mentioned before, where you are so engrossed, whether it's painting, gardening, or whatever it is, writing, to recognize in that moment, I think I found my passion. And make a note of it and focus on that. And here's something that you will find. Once you do that, once you are present to recognize that you're doing something that's a passion and you can focus on in your life, you will find it so easy to put those devices down and get away from them because you'll actually be able to turn them off. I'm not telling you something that I know is easy. I know it takes work. As I said before, if it was easy, everybody would do it. I'm telling you, I have done the digital detox myself, where I just turn off Facebook, I turn off the computer, I turn off my phone, and move into my life. And that's what I'm asking you to do this year. You cannot live a life of passion if you're not in it. You have to be in that life, in the present, to actually live that life of passion. It's not enough to know what it is. Can't have absent presence. That's not a term I coined. That's a term that I heard on Oprah one day, where she said absent presence is where you're physically there, but mentally absent because you're actually texting or updating Facebook or whatever it is you're doing. Be present in the moment this year and make sure that you find your passion and then take the next step to live the life you dream of. Finally, I am offering 30 minutes of free coaching, a $150 value to the first 5 qualified listeners who contact me knowing passion is and wanting some coaching to jumpstart it for this year. Go to my website, YvonneFBrown.com. That's Y as in yellow, V as in Victor, O-N-N-E, F as in flower, Brown, B-R-O-W-N, like the color, YvonneFBrown.com. And use the contact page to let me know what your passion is and that you are cashing in your 30 minutes of free coaching to help you jumpstart the year. So with that, I'd like to say thank you so much for being part of the very first interview of the year for Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll see you next month on the second Saturday Central Time when my guest will be Keith Weitsch. And stay tuned as I share with you what he's going to be talking about. He's got a new book out. His old book was Good Is Not Enough. And now he has a new book that helps you understand what's really going on in the executive suite, how to get there, and what to expect once you arrive then. Until then, I'll leave you with the thoughts for the day. From my favorite author, Ayn Rand, from John Galt's speech, and it says, "To live, man must hold three things as the supreme and ruling values of his life: reason, purpose, self-esteem. Reason as his only tool of knowledge, purpose as his choice of the happiness which that tool must proceed to achieve, and self-esteem as his inviolate certainty that his mind is competent to think and his person is worthy of happiness, which means is worthy of living."